This is the new CD for Bo Dallas Jr. and the Wild Magnolias. And it is Bo Dallas Jr. who's now leading the Wild Magnolias with Big Chief Monk Boudreau. And Bo Dallas Sr. is appearing on a couple of songs on the recording. And it's the first time that Bo Sr. and Monk have recorded together in quite a long time, so it's a real special day.
And what was it that brought them back together?
You know, it's Bo Jr.'s record, and they're really kind of just passing the torch on to Bo Jr. You know, they have Bo Sr. and Monk have a history that dates back to when they were kids, so they've been playing together in the Wild Magnolias for decades.
So the Magnolias kind of see this as a torch passing?
Yeah, exactly.
Fair to say?
Yes. Just like many, New Orleans families do over the generations, is there's, when they last this long, the music lasts for generations. So inevitably, in all the big families down here, whether it's the Nevilles or the Batistes or the Marsalises or the Boudreaux or the Dallases, anything like that, They're passing it down to the next generation.
Tell me more about the record in general. What kind of a sound overall are you guys going for?
We are just trying to do something new. We're just trying to make something funky that's got great grooves and makes you want to dance and has a little bit of an edge to it. Something that's not your typical Mardi Gras Indian record. Mm-hmm.
The song today was One More Time.
It's called Hey Now Baby, One More Time. It's a song that the Magnolias have been doing for quite a long time, and I just thought that we made a decision that it was going to be a real emotional, poignant way to sort of pass along that torch down to Bo Jr. because, Bo Sr. and Monk, are getting back together in order to do this. Mm-hmm. And it was a real beautiful moment in the studio having both of them sing.
Can you tell me about the interaction between Monk and Bo on this track?
I have to say that you almost just had to be in the room because they were really supporting each other vocally. And it was just a beautiful thing to be a part of and experience.
Was it Bo saying in the middle, I can't sing like I used to sing, but I'm going to try one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, back into the chorus.
The guy is, he's a legend. He's having some serious health problems. Mm-hmm. And it's just remarkable to see the amount of life that he's putting into these recordings.
He still has a lot of energy once he gets the mic in front of him there.
I was like, he's like a 20-year-old when you get the mic in front of him. It's just amazing to see the transformation from him going from, reserved and quiet to the performer that he's been his whole life. Music will do that to you.
Exactly. And you're the producer for this record.
I'm the producer and the drummer, yes. Mm-hmm. Carrie Boom Boom Vessel and myself are playing bass drums on this, and it's the traditional street style that the Indians do, that Indian beat, that uptown Indian beat, and we mixed it with the piano and the vocals.
Record's coming out around Jazz Fest time, right?
Record's going to be released at Jazz Fest, and you guys are in for a special treat.